Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So I've said this before. It seems like Beyoncé can do no wrong, but we definitely learned last week that not everybody thinks Queen Bee is so perfect.
Yeah, you know, stars are just like us, not perfect.
Yeah.
But someone who does not think she's perfect is a fellow R&B-er, Khalees, who, after she found out part of her hit song, Milkshake, brings all the boys to the yard, was used on B's new album, Renaissance, without her permission, Khalees called out Beyoncé for theft.
Yeah, and Arisha, you're next for singing it right now.
I at least said her name. That's more than Beyoncé did.
That's fair. We'll list her in the credits of the show. But, you know, I gotta say, the Beyoncé backlash does not end with Khalees. Beyoncé is also taking heat for some controversial lyrics in a different song on Renaissance. And if that's not enough, she's even getting slammed for one of her songs from 2013.
This is one of the things that I simultaneously hate and love, that as soon as something comes out, everyone just piles on like, oh, and then there was this.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that for sure. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, August 3rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So we talked about this last week. Arisha, you weren't here. It was such a fun episode.
Okay. Well, I was looking at whales.
Oh, God. Here we go. I'm done.
I'm never not talking about the whales.
I know. We talked about Beyoncé's new album, Renaissance. Most people love it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are some people that are like,
You don't do that.
You don't do that. And that includes R&B singer Khalees. Like we said, she posted some videos on her social media and she criticized Beyoncé for using part of her 2003 song Milkshake on Renaissance without Khalees's permission.
Mm-mm.
And Khalees even went so far as to call it theft in an amazing hummingbird sweater. But now Beyoncé has clearly heard Khalees and she has decided to remove Milkshake from her song Energy.
Yeah, so Khalees didn't stop at Beyoncé. She also called out Pharrell Williams, who was one of the writers on Milkshake, which I did not realize. This guy,
he's everywhere,
has got his hand in every other song that's a banger, I swear. But Khalees complained that she wasn't asked if they could use her song. And while Beyonce has not directly said anything in response to Khalees, which is so Beyonce, she doesn't talk to people.
She like, only sings.
She really, because there was a cover story that she did where she like didn't actually do the interview. She just was there for pictures. Like she doesn't really talk to people. I don't mean that snarkily, so don't come for me. I'm just saying this is a Beyonce vibe that I appreciate.
I mean, it's a life we all aspire to, really.
Right? Yeah. But the song has been updated on most streaming services. The la 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 vocals at the end of the song have been taken out. So she did reply. She just didn't use her words. Or did she? Mm. But Beyonce's official website was updated yesterday to include Khalees in the song credits as a performer. But what's weird is it was changed once again. And the song now no longer credits Khalees or Pharrell Williams and co-writer Chad Hugo on the website.
Yeah, this is weird. I'm wondering like why they made the decision to take it out completely as opposed to just leaving her as credited. Did Khalees say something?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just so weird that Khalees was added to the credits and then
right.
taken off.
Yeah, I'm very curious what happened there.
Like, that seems almost worse.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Khalees would prefer, but I hope we get another video from her because she is hilarious.
Another hummingbird sweater?
In my dream mind, that's all she owns is hummingbird sweaters.
That's
and I'm like, same. So Khalees is not the only one who's kind of come in for Renaissance. Her song Heated is actually being criticized for using an ableist slur, which out of respect, we're not going to repeat. Mm-hmm. But it does originate from the medical term spastic, which is used to describe spasms related to high muscle tone. It's usually seen in people with cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
And so a lot of disability activists are calling out Beyonce for using an offensive term. And crazy enough, this is not the first time we've talked about this term on the show.
So Beyonce's song lyrics originally were blank on that ass, blank on that ass. Now, like Brooke just mentioned, this is not the first time in the last couple of months this has been an issue.
Yeah.
Lizzo also had used the word in her new album and ended up changing the lyrics after hearing the same kind of criticism.
Yeah.
So Dr. Francis Ryan, who's a disabled writer, tweeted, "It's very hard to believe neither Beyonce nor anyone in her team didn't recognize the ableist slur when Lizzo very publicly made the same mistake a month ago and graciously corrected it. Exhausting." Which, that is exhausting. Like,
yeah, it's a good point.
The education that you have to do to affect change in terms of how we talk and use language, and then to have to do it all over again, like a month later, that's ridiculous.
I mean, look, it's possible. Beyonce completely did not know this was going on. I'm sure she's busy. But like, at least the steps are being taken to fix it.
Yeah. It's just do your due diligence. You have a lot of money. You have a lot of people on your team. How does this kind of thing fall through?
There's a lot of minefields out there.
Yeah. And then on Monday, Hannah DeVinny, who's a disability advocate, published a piece in The Guardian where she praised Beyonce's commitment to paying attention to the narratives, struggles, and nuanced lived experiences of being a Black woman, but said it doesn't excuse her use of ableist language.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, Beyonce is apparently taking the criticism to heart. She did agree to change the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And her rep released a statement to all the media outlets saying the word was not used intentionally or in a harmful way and it will be replaced.
Yeah. So instead of blanking on that ass, her new song now says blasting on that ass, blast on that ass. And I think it works beautifully.
I'm going to be honest. Blasting on that ass slaps for me. Good change.
Yeah. And here's how it sounds. Bad, bad bitch, you make the bad bitch glitchy. Fine, 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 fine.
So after this, I'm sure Beyonce was like, okay, great. We're done. We can relax.
Everyone can just listen to my music and keep making me a billionaire.
But nope. Here comes Monica Lewinsky. After Monica heard that Beyonce was changing her lyrics on Heated, she suggested maybe just a little tweak to Beyonce's 2013 song Partition, which does refer to Monica in a not so flattering way, let's say.
As is the case for so many Monica Lewinsky related things, which is just really shitty. On Monday, Monica wrote a tweet that said, while we're at it, ... hashtag partition. Mm-hmm. And underneath the tweet, she linked a Variety article that reported Beyonce would be removing the ableist term. Now, in Beyonce's song Partition, she sings about a man who, quote, Monica Lewinsky'd all on my gown. Mm-hmm. Here's a clip of that. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He Monica Lewinsky'd all on my gown. Water daddy didn't bring the towel. Poor baby, better slow it down. So, obviously, this is referring to the very infamous affair between Monica and President Bill Clinton when she was an intern at the White House back in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. And in a 2014 essay that Monica wrote for Vanity Fair, she thanked Beyonce for including her in the song, but pitched an idea, saying, Beyonce's latest hit gives me a shout-out, but if we're verbing, I think you meant Bill Clinton all on my gown, not Monica Lewinsky, mm-hmm. which is a very fair, accurate,
good point.
Important point.
Yes.
It's like, Beyonce, have you ever had anybody do anything on a gown? Like,
I literally could do...
Know your liquids.
A whole episode about the way Monica Lewinsky was treated during this thing. I literally could.
Yeah. Monica Lewinsky is one of those stories that I remember because I was just a little kid when this happened. But I remember the media about it. And
yes,
I remember being like, oh, she's the one that's the problem. Because that's how she was portrayed, and I was, again, a kid.
Right.
And as an adult and having more awareness and just understanding of how the world works, mm-hmm. it's so messed up.
And anybody who hasn't watched the American Crime Story about that, please do, because it's truly eye-opening to how that narrative was spun back then. It's
the media is remarkably powerful when it comes to
unfortunately, yeah,
how we all think. But Monica did say that she found the name drop funny, as a way of finding humor in painful, humiliating things.
Yeah. No, I mean, good points all around from Monica. No notes.
Yeah, no notes.
So obviously, as with anything, there are people who think, you know, this whole thing is overblown. They don't think Beyonce should have to change anything in her music. So in the comments under the Variety article that reported Beyonce was removing the ableist term, one person wrote, grow up, it's a word.
It's like, okay, thank you for making it so succinct, Twitter user.
Wow, you know what? You're right. Put it back in, Beyonce.
It's just one word. One word can't hurt you.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another user wrote, ha 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 ha, woke nerds turning on each other. It's like, okay. And another user chimed in and said, thank God liberals are cannibals. Which,
I mean, they're not wrong. I agree with them there. Like, you and I have talked about this, like, some of our biggest critics are fellow progressives, like, you know?
Well, I don't think that's unique to, like, I think that's everybody. Like, everybody in this day and age is turning on everybody. Like, it's not specific to one side or the other.
Well, there are people who don't think any of this matters, and so therefore they're like, who cares about any of this? Go team.
Well, if it doesn't affect me, then it can't be a real problem.
And, like, I will say there's a difference between cannibalizing and turning on each other and holding each other accountable. And I think there are ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Yeah. It comes down to tone and how we
100%
approach. And
if you're coming from a place of, hey, I just want you to know that this happened and I want you to learn and do better, then that's fine. But if it's like,
yeah,
you're canceled.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's
okay,
it.
That's not helpful.
No, it's not. It just gets even messier. And then another person said, blank is not a slur, not in the way Beyonce and Lizzo used it. It's a slang that is referring to a type of jumpiness or general hyperactiveness. Now, this person, as far as I can tell, is someone who does not present online as having any involvement, deep awareness with the disabled community, which is always the person that should be speaking out on terms related to said community.
Oh, well,
I love when people who are like, oh, that's not racist. And it's like, you aren't of a race that would be considered being racist against. What are you talking about?
Sure. Yeah. Really good point.
And then another person tweeted, neither Beyonce nor Lizzo should have changed it. Blank is not a slur in Black America.
Well, this is another just example of, like, you don't speak for everyone.
Yeah. And also, like, you don't speak for everyone. Yeah. Like, I just.
And again, like, it's not your place to decide whether or not this is offensive because it doesn't involve you. So.
Yeah.
you can't speak in generalized terms like that. And
well, I'm always shocked at when people get really worked up about a word being removed from, you know, being used regularly because it turns out to be offensive.
Yeah.
And it's like, were you using this word regularly where it's going to affect your everyday conversation? Like,
yeah.
Why do you get so worked up about it?
I don't know that I've ever said this word.
I can remember kids when I was like in middle school being like, oh, look at that guy. He's blank. But even that, like I didn't say that because I didn't understand that word.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It is weird. And like everyone wants to talk about like the woke army. At the end of the day, you're either complaining that these things are bad or you're complaining that people are complaining. So at the end of the day, we're all just bitching about something.
Everyone's just complaining.
Yeah.
I think there are people dying. So get worked up about that more than whether or not you can use a word that's a slur.
And also, like, if it doesn't affect you, why the hell do you care so much?
Yeah.
Let's just let people do their thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Beyonce and Lizzo don't give a shit what you think. Twitter user 8467532.
That's not going to stop them from tweeting.
I know. Damn it. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying,
lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.